Thanks for listening to this bonus podcast from Faith Radio. I'm Susie Larson, host of Susie Larson Live. I'll also be a faculty member at the 2020 Northwestern Christian Writers Conference. Recently, I sat down with a few of my fellow conference faculty members to chat about the writing industry, the process of writing, writers' conferences, and the writing life. Here's my conversation with Mary DeMuth. Well, I've known Mary DeMuth for years. She's an incredible, thoughtful writer. She's a great editor, and this girl knows her craft. And we're so grateful that she's joining us this year as a faculty member for the Northwestern Christian Writers Conference. Let me tell you about her, and then you'll get to know her a little bit. Mary DeMuth is an international speaker and podcaster, a novelist and nonfiction author of, count 'em, 39 books. She loves to help people restory their lives. She'll be teaching how to write the truth and change the world at the upcoming Northwestern Christian Writers Conference. Mary, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to this conversation, Mary. We love to start every conversation talking scripture. And I know you're someone who loves God's word. Is there a passage you've been pondering these days that you can share with us?
Yeah, actually, I've been praying through the book of Acts on the Pray Every Day show, which is where I pray for everybody for every day of the year. Mm-hmm. And it's the whole book, actually, that's been just blessing me in all of the adventure and the Lord showing up and doing amazing miracles. It's just been blessing me.
I love that. Tell me this. When did you first sense a call of God on your life to enter into the Christian publishing world?
I think it was probably in like 1992, when I had my first child, and I just felt like I needed to birth a book too. It was a strange thing, but I worked about 10 years in obscurity before anything started moving in my career. It wasn't until 2004 that I signed my first book contract.
It's so important for people to know that, how often that is the case for so many authors, that there's sort of a private wrestling before there's public, you know, evidence of your wrestle. Well, what are some things in the business, slash ministry, the industry, better word, that have maybe surprised you?
I would say that's a great question. I would say that how important it is to keep your soul intact while you're going through it and to be mentally and spiritually prepared for the roller coaster that it will be. And anyone that says, you know, oh, once you get your first contract, everything's going to be really easy. It's actually more, there's more like a target on your head. There's more spiritual warfare and there's more disappointment. And so you really have to settle your worth before the Lord before you can start on the publishing journey.
Boy, isn't that the truth? How about this? You've been at this for quite a long time. Has there been anything that's been a surprising inspiration to you where you didn't see it coming and you just felt like, well, that blessed me. That was an inspiration. I didn't expect this as part of the journey.
I think it was that when we moved to France as missionaries in 2004, I thought that my career would be over. That's when I signed my first contract, and I thought, well, this is it. I mean, I'm going to another country. And actually, the place where I thought everything would fall apart, which it did, was the seedbed or the ground for God to do amazing work in my career. And from that point, now I'm up to 42 books, so I've had the privilege of writing 3 books a year since that point.
Oh, it's hard to even fathom. Well, say a word, if you would, about the value of attending a writer's conference, especially for someone who's an aspiring author.
Well, first of all, it's really important to know if you are gifted, and going to a conference helps you to find that out. I had such trepidation when I went to my first conference because I thought, well, maybe I'm delusional and I don't know if I have a gift. So having someone approve it and see that is really important. And then, of course, learning your craft is it's that lifelong thing that you will have to do as a writer. You don't just learn it and then kind of fade away. You continue to keep learning it. And I am still learning the craft even after all those books.
So for the person, though, attending a writer's conference, because that's often the advice that I give folks, because, you know, I don't know about you, but I've had people say, hey, would you read my 70,000-word manuscript and then introduce me to your editor at the publishing house? And bless their hearts, but that's just, obviously, that's not how it works. But I often point people to a writer's conference, not only for networking, to meet other people, to know that you're part of a bigger family, but really that is the opportunity to have face-to-face meetings with agents and editors. So what do you say?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, things are a little bit different with COVID, but I know that we're still able to do that through Zoom rooms and things like that. And so, yes, it's the best way to get your foot in the door is to have a relationship. It's not to just blind query people, but to actually have face-to-face interaction.
Okay, well, say a word, if you would, about your breakout session, How to Write the Truth and Change the World.
Well, I think a lot of people are afraid of their grandmas or their moms or their siblings or whatever. We're afraid to tell our stories. And I think there's a winsome, God-honoring way to do that without being petrified and fearful, and in a way that causes other people to grow. And so it's basically about how to write the truth with empathy and with discernment.
Wow, that's great. Boy, that's a very unique breakout for us. So I'm super excited about that. People are going to really benefit from it. One last question. What advice do you have for the aspiring author? You know, they're coming for the first time. They do have dreams in their heart. What advice would you have?
Well, obviously, to hold everything loosely and to trust God to lead them in their career or their path, and to look for Him in surprising places, because he doesn't always, at least in my career, he hasn't always come in the obvious ways. And so to have your heart right before Him, to be able to have that discernment of knowing, you know, maybe He's calling you to write something that doesn't pay. Maybe He's calling you to write poetry and it's going to minister to a small amount of people, and that's okay. The kingdom math is not the same as the world's math, and we need to be careful of that.
Well, Mary, thank you for that. I know that's hard-fought wisdom for you, and I appreciate you sharing and even your willingness to come, and, or I shouldn't say come, but to join us online and to really sow into the lives of other writers. We just bless you, and we thank you for the time today.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to another bonus podcast from Faith Radio. You can find more content and conversations like these at myfaithradio.com. And if you haven't registered yet for the 2020 Northwestern Christian Writers Conference, sign up today at NorthwesternChristianWritersConference.com.